Thank you. Councilmember Gablich.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, certainly a lot has been said, and I'm going to provide a piece of paper for you to just solidify everything that you just said, Jerry. Can you pass that out, please, Jonathan? What the costs of this transaction would be to the city of Long Beach. And it's not totally accurate. Actually, it may be, the potential cost to the city may be a little low. And we've got it up here on the board. I hope that you can see it. The value of the public service yard, they're now using a little higher figure than the 7.9, so I've undervalued that. And then the cleanup of the public service yard, if any kind of development there or any changes that he wanted to make to that yard would be the responsibility of the city. And I actually added it to $2.2 million. Jerry, I don't know how you got the 2.8, but we're close. Then the lease of the public service yard, and this is a part that really bothers me, that even the renting of, you know, I understand the idea of leasing the land from the partnership while we are waiting to build the new $5 million public service facility, which we don't have the money for. But what bothered me when I read this report was that RDA is being asked to fund a loan for $500,000. Well, I just had a meeting with RDA telling me that I have to cut RDA projects in the North Long Beach redevelopment area that I've been waiting for years. But we can turn around and give a loan. As small as it may be in the big picture, it's still a $500,000 loan that could be put towards projects that have been promised in blighted parts of our community. Then if you look a little further, if the new facility is not ready at Gas and Oil Properties, there's an additional $418,000 plus the CPI increase. And then there's the, as I mentioned, the $5 million to design and construct a new public service facility. And a big piece of this, and this is, you know, Mike, I appreciate all the work that you've done on this, but putting together, as I read through the report, putting together all the costs and identifying that why would it not be required if we're developing the wetlands, why would it not be required that we, or even that we would want to raise that to the same standards as Bolsa Chica? Of course we would. We're not going to upgrade it just to an industrial area level, but it would certainly be going to the Bolsa Chica standards, which would require another $3.4 million. So the and I imagine that if the day would come, if the Conservancy had money, if the Los Cerritos Wetlands Authority were able to negotiate and come up with the money, they would probably be intent on negotiating that they would be realize the costs for the upgrading of the mitigation needs. So that would reduce the money that we would receive again. So the potential cost to the city is $19.8 million just from what we've identified here. And the potential proceeds from the sale of the wetlands is $1.5 to $9.5 million. We're not really sure on that, but that doesn't seem like a very good deal to me. The bottom line is, oh, there was one other thing that I have a question on. Page 5 in the report, how much you identified that during the fiscal impact review, it was discovered that a payment from the refuse fund to the general fund in 2007 was collateralized by a portion of the public service yard. This will require the city to reimburse the refuse fund through sale proceeds or substitute an equivalent of 2.1 acres. So we're going to be giving more land up or we're going to pay more from what the proceeds could be. And I'd like to know how much is that, because there's no dollar amount in there.
Mr. West.
Mayor Foster, members of the City Council, this occurred a number of years ago as an effort to close a gap that we had back then. It was a $2.4 million transfer from the Refuse Fund, and that was collateralized by the northerly 2 acres, I believe, of the public service yard.
So that's another $2.4 million. So the reality is that we're getting in the middle of somebody else's business. Do I think that the wetlands is a good deal? Absolutely. But why don't we really encourage them to negotiate, LCW Partners, to negotiate directly with a conservancy? The Port of Long Beach, when they had mitigation credits that they had to use, they had to use them on Bolsa Chica wetlands development. Well, I know we can't tell them what to do, but I could certainly see that as they develop the Middle Harbor or any of the other development that's being proposed for our port, that would be a real good fit for them.